This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer. This town ain't that big. It's a 5-minute drive. With daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Buzz Time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 16, where we learn why we are real friends.
Holy shit, it's our sweet 16.
It's our sweet 16.
Our sweet 16, that's awesome! Yeah. Yay!
Cool.
Gay.
You want to buy me a car?
I'm buying you shit.
Buy me a car.
You.
We start this episode, like every episode, talking about Batman.
Sorry, Parker.
Go. And then we get into drugs and alcohol.
Experience. And parents enjoying drugs.
Yeah. Parents.
And a story I knew was eventually going to make it on this podcast.
A coming-of-age story aptly used for a Sweet 16 podcast.
Friend car.
Yay! Forever I knew
it's why
story.
French fries was,
I knew
was
this
invented
story was
that
gonna
night.
Make it.
It
someday.
Has to. It is like a defining moment of our real friendship.
And I worked
as that moment.
Well, I worked my way up to it. Like it'll be okay. And then as we were doing, I'm like, there's a fraction I don't want told on here.
The bulk of that story has not been told.
Yeah. No, the bulk of that story has been told.
No,
there's beginning, middle, twist. End the twist.
It's like a fucking shit.
The part
movie.
That matters.
The juicy part.
The juicy part.
Fuck you
is
guys.
Gone.
Juicy. The juicy part can stay gone.
Oh.
I love you guys and shit. But
oh, that, we know
that part.
Well, no,
I love
you.
You
don't love me at all.
You love
no,
me.
I love him.
You
yeah.
love him.
That's right. Anyways, that
that's
part
some fucked up.
No,
shit.
No, you. I can't tell you.
I know.
You can't tell you that story.
It's not.
And honestly, I bet you lost at the spag. You shouldn't have told anybody this story.
I told somebody in spec?
Yeah.
No, you and I had a bet, and you could never tell this story ever again, and you lost it hard.
You never told me, so whatever that counts.
But I can tell people. But then you're like, why can you tell people? Because.
No, that wasn't. That sounds like an argument I would have made. Yeah. I feel like that's something I would have said.
Anyway. So that story came up, and it's not my proudest moment.
Yeah. I've told hundreds of stories on air that I'm not very proud of, but I did them anyway.
You're fucking Justin. That's why.
Exactly.
Also, Justin, you've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that story got told. Robert's mom got high.
Yeah. Batman.
Jacob was going to drink at work, but didn't. Pussy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should have just done it. It's not like you're around animals
no,
or surgical
not
equipment
at all.
Or anything. God.
That sounds like
real men would have done it. Another Chronicle of Poor Life Choices.
It's as great. They all are.
And our favorite person, my favorite person in Romania, and now United Arab Emirates and Kuwait, all of you, contact
Scar.
Us.
Please.
On our Twitter, at Why Do We Hang Out,
yep.
On our Facebook page, at Why Do We Hang Out, at our Gmail, Why Do We Hang Out, at gmail.com, and our Instagram, Why Do We Hang Out, Instagram. Justin's titties are on there, probably. Check us the fuck out.
I thought we weren't getting emails, and Kathy's like, no, you're getting emails. I just delete them. But
why?
Because
that's
it's
not
like,
happening.
It's lame Twitter shit.
Oh, it's not people? It's not users?
Yeah,
it's
no real emails.
Well, then give us real emails, people.
Yeah,
we
like to read them, please.
Tell us. I thought we weren't getting emails at all.
Tell us your crazy 21 stories, and we will throw it on the air.
Ask
and that way
questions.
Other people
right, yeah, ask
questions.
To them.
Be interactive. Hit us up with some shit you want to hear about all of us being fucking retarded. Any topics, ideas, our opinions, not that anyone ever wants that.
We can compare stories or something.
Tell us some crazy bullshit you've had. We'll throw it on the air. Use your handle. That way there's no names used.
Come on, give us some
give
insight.
Give us your actual name.
Yeah, give us your actual name. None of us fucking care. We use our names all the time.
You don't care, so we don't care.
Hit us up, let us know. All those places are there.
We weren't smart enough to use a
fake name.
Fake name.
Yeah, because we don't give a fuck. Yeah, we hindsight, but fuck it.
Yeah, we have nothing to hide.
Yeah, well.
Drill does.
Drill does.
Just that one.
Done.
Well, like, Statue of Liberty.
We'll get to it. We'll warm him up.
It's Statue of Limitations.
Did you say Statue of Liberty?
You dumb fuck.
I saw that coming like a mile away, Chris. It's like, here's the bullet.
For context.
Dodge.
You didn't even. Oh.
It's great.
That's why I love you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So many layers of hell.
That's so awesome. Right.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Angry Chris is.
Thank you so much. Game on. Like
I got to pick up Kale.
Fucking
idiot. Game on.
It's
all like,
it's like I can feel it. So I went to go.
Wow.
You get lead pipes and bats. And there was something about watching Batman punch a sumbitch in the face.
With a lead pipe.
But with the pipe. Or personally, that bat. Batman with the bat, he picks it up by one end, flips it in the air,
like,
and
warrior
catches
style?
It. He does. He takes it, he goes, pop, and he catches it again, and you're like, oh, God, pitch it on. And you go around, and you're like, Leroy Jenkins! Boom! 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 And he's doing all these combos. And these motherfuckers just get beat so bad, and you kind of feel bad. And the burly dudes are like, we're going to fuck you! Shit, he's going bad! Batman's going bad! And they're on the ground, you're like, I thought you were all thugs. This name says thug. What happened to you, thug? Drop the bat.
Okay, so
backhand or
forehand?
Yeah. Which hurts worse?
And the fear multi-takedown? There's nothing like having five guys being like, Batman shows up, this is what we do. Some goddamn guy who's gonna beat up motherfucking Batman. And my favorites is when you're doing watchtowers and they're trying to like keep you out of the skies to like shoot at you and shit. And you'll go on the ground and you can aim up, and if there's a guy close to a ledge, instead of doing sneaky, you can go up, and then like as the zipline goes up, you go boom, and it does bullet time, and it's like, do you want to do a silent takedown?
Yeah.
A regular takedown or a fear takedown?
It's amazing.
And you'll see if you have the bat X-ray
games,
on.
Except for fear takedown.
Yeah. Well, it's his bullet time. It's bat bullet time. But they're so freaked out that you go.
Is there
faster.
An achievement for doing the whole game in like fear?
No. You can do it.
I already did it on hard. I have 200% in normal and 200% on hard.
Already done.
Yeah, you want to see it?
You can send me like on the PlayStation.
I'll send a pic. Yeah,
I'll see that. But you boost up, and when you do the fear multi takedown, like there's a regular one. You do a silent grab him,
like
Mark pull him over.
You know, because he was Max Payne.
No.
Silent. God, that was
better
a
than bullet time. Nice throw that. But you go up and you do silent, and you're like, oh, and you pull the guy down, and they're like, hey, where'd he go? Yeah. And the guy's hanging there. Yeah. Or there's the takedown where you go up and you go, goddamn Batman, and you drop the guy, and then they start shooting at you. But with the fear multi-takedown, you go up, and it slows down, and you go, multi-takedown. And it super ziplines you up there. You grab the guy, and you go, fuck you in your punch, turkey fucking neck! Boom! Yeah. And you punch a dude in the throat. The other guy's like, holy Jesus Christ, Batman! And he starts shooting wildly. And you do, like, a duck crouch maneuver, take the guy, break his
your
leg.
Your cape is, like, all fluid and shit. It's
the cape's, like, behind you. You look gorgeous. Break dude's leg. Other guy's like, it's the Batman! He's got a stun baton. You take it, take the baton, break it over your leg. Backhand him. There's a burly sumbitch. He's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. And go, not the guy behind you, though. Push him in his fucking head. Jump back, blast the dude behind him. And it's one big burly dude. His five guys are down, and he's like, yeah! Fuck!
I'm gonna
And then you're like,
it.
Let's dance. And then he's like, I'm gonna beat you up. And then you just cape swipe him, and you do this fucking super, like, 30-hit chest combo.
Those
and you
fucking
combo
stun batons, man.
Oh, they suck.
I hate them.
No, but when you pick them up, you're like, What's wrong? I thought we could all play this game of get down on your knees and tell me you love me. Because you'll be like in the middle of doing a beautiful combo, and one dude will go, quit it. One some bitch.
But Tom's
quit
so
it.
Sweet,
makes
though.
You so glad,
like,
man.
So sweet.
Okay, one of the things is kind of annoying me a little bit is the two gadgets that you won't really get until the very end, but you can actually get one of them in the very beginning, is the electric pulse gun.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay,
now.
And do you have the freeze blast?
No.
Because you can get the freeze blast and the five-cell Arkham
In the evidence locker?
Yeah, yeah. It's like on the left side.
I'll go pick that up once I'm
freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
Freeze.
Yeah. It should. It should be on that little.
Freeze.
Yeah, yeah. It should be on that little table. Just,
okay.
It's a blue.
I saw the gun and I was like, why don't I just grab this now? I feel like I'm gonna need it. Like I you slowly walk back and it's just like even Batman would be like, I feel like I should just grab.
This is a video game. I think I need this.
Yeah. Like, you're like...
It's there for a purpose.
Well, no, you see, like, Joker stuff, Harley stuff, Black Mask. You see the fucking cool bat gauntlets, the lightning ones. And you're like, why can't I just take them?
Yeah.
I'm Batman. Although it is great when you take the gun, you go in and you get the electric gun, the electric pulse gun, and you leave. And then there's
two
cops.
Glass ladder.
But you hear the glass breaks and they're like... I think I heard glass break. I didn't hear anything. Dude's just like, nope, I didn't get paid enough for that shit. And you walk by the two people guarding the evidence locker, and they're like, you gonna stop him? Nope. And that's the conversation.
I would do the exact same thing if I was on security. I'm like, no.
You see him walk by and go, nope. Not Evan. Yeah. Goddamn Batman.
Oh, and I can't wait for August stuff to come out. You know what the August DLC is?
Yeah, the 89 Batmobile.
And the two racetracks in Gotham of Tim Burton stuff.
Yeah.
They can only go like 25 miles an hour.
You get 89 Batman, 92 Catwoman, 92 Robin, original Nightwing, and 89 Batmobile.
Oh yeah.
And that it's not just the paint scheme like the 66 one is on the Batmobile, it's the paint scheme with a little bat. And it looks beautiful when you do Batman 3000 as the skin. Combination is great.
Oh, yeah. Flashpoint, it was pretty good.
Did it look good with Flashpoint?
Pretty good.
God, no, rolling around in that thing, and then I saw 89 Batmobile, and I'm like, I know it's going to sound really shitty, and it's going to be a first world thing, and a very American thing, and a very us thing.
Yeah.
$40 for DLC, just so I can ride around in a Batmobile.
$40?
Yeah.
The DLC, they
this
are
is
massive.
This motherfuckers that bought Batman Beyond Batman on eBay.
For $2. It came out for $1 like 6 months later.
I was surprised you got it. Like he
that
just
one?
Didn't give
because
you...
the only way to get it was buying the game off Amazon itself.
No, I was surprised he didn't give
for
you like, a use code.
Yeah. For $2. Because the way the game comes out.
Yeah, you don't remember
if you
buying...
don't get
no,
when they did the
skin?
DLC, wherever you go, you get like if you bought it off Amazon or GameStop or Walmart, they all had a different unique skin.
Exclusive, yeah.
There was no way to get it
except
for. But it was like you couldn't get it for
like
a year.
He's probably bought stuff for that Monster Game. They won't tell us about. That's how we got so on it.
No
Monster Game.
Yeah, the Monster Mash.
I wish I were on PC to get that Batman Beyond skin. Have you seen it?
You want to order it on PC, the console that the
game was taken
back on?
Yeah, but no, just because of that skin.
But no, yeah,
look,
the Batman Beyond costume.
Oh,
no, but that one will be out.
Yeah,
soon. But it's going to end up coming out in a couple of months anyway. And this one has enough that it launched with enough different costumes that I was like, I'm all fucking down for it.
But is this costumes, no extra storylines?
No, it
lines?
Is. No, it's massive storylines. You get the game itself comes with Harley's.
Outfits and
no,
cars
no,
and crap.
No.
That
the first one came out with, when you bought the game for the PlayStation, you got Scarecrow's expansion, Red Hood, and Harley Quinn's. The first DLC was a whole mini arc of Batgirl's story from the game of her build-up to getting shot and becoming Oracle.
But
like, it's the story of saving her dad, her first Batgirl
How
mission.
Big is that family of, like, Batman, Batgirl?
Oh, you mean Batman being such a Dark Knight
Robin's
loader,
like,
and he has no
it's
friends
like 30
and family.
Members, right?
It's not 3 members. It's like more like...
No, there's like 15. Counting the dog and the cat.
No, I'm talking like Robin and...
There's
the
Bruce. Okay, so the whole thing you'd have Bruce.
How
is Ron
a troubled teenager? Yeah. He's like crosswalk for
folks.
Gotham.
Todd.
Halfway house.
Tim.
That's all it
Tim.
Is.
Damien. Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara.
Halfway
Ace.
Houses are
Stephanie.
Prisoners.
Stephanie. Got Ace. Got to count. Even though he's a dog, got to count Ace.
Yeah.
Then you have Spoiler.
Yeah, Spoiler.
So there's Spoiler.
Someone named Spoiler.
Lucius Fox son, Luke.
Yeah, who's Batwing.
Yep.
I
actually
like
him.
The other two Batgirls. No, the other one, Cassandra.
Yeah.
The muted one.
Yeah, in No Man's Land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's her, so that's 12. And then, there's one more like person. There's Catwoman, got detected Catwoman.
Yeah.
So it's 13.
Slaying
it, Kyle. It's still like 15 people probably, missing a couple.
Yeah.
Batmite, technically, because he does exist, according to Morrison.
And Batman, so that's 6-6.
I fucking love Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
Would you even consider Paul Jean Valley?
Yeah. No, for real.
Yeah.
Azrael.
Is that including Robin?
Just because he was a shooting guy.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
That's the thing.
Because
that's what's weird. You can have multiple Robins, but there is only one
only
Batman and
only
one Nightwing.
Yeah.
But you can be a Robin But you cannot be...
Well, Tim Drake is a Red Robin.
That's what I'm saying, but he's a Robin.
Yeah.
He's not light Nightwing at all. Like, Nightwing isn't just a title. Nightwing is Grayson. Batman is Bruce, yes, you take the cowl in the title, but that's a whole...
They become one entity, really.
Yeah.
There's you are a lot you. Of grunts, but there's only a couple generals.
Yeah, really, and they are the generals. Yeah. But no, yeah, so there's like 15. So for Batman being a dark and broody loner. Yeah, he's got a fucking family that makes the Brady Bunch look small. It's fucking ridiculous. He's like, I'm Dark Knight. I'm Justice. I don't like people. Have you not seen your fucking family photo, dude?
That Christmas time would be a pain
Superman
in the ass, dude.
Has Corazon.
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
he's not in it. It's just a bunch of glowing eyes. Like, it's just a pit. Is their Christmas photo is just darkness with glowing eyes. And it's the shape of a bat. Yeah, which would look awesome.
Carter was giving me shit last week because all we talked about is Batman.
But yeah, Carter doesn't like comics, does he?
Huh?
He doesn't like comics, though, does he?
His readings for girls.
That sounds like a Carter thing. Readings for girls. It sounds very Carter.
Carter reads shit. He's like, I knew what
it is. Yeah, but like political of Macho Man Randy Savage stuff, and that's about it.
To be fair, Macho Man Randy Savage.
I know he doesn't like Batman.
Biographies or something. That's
but no, it's like
he read Andy Kaufman's biography and got me onto it, which Andy Kaufman was a weird cat. He didn't want to pick one girl at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, so he picked all of them.
That's because he could
over a week. He's just like, I'm gonna fuck every one of you.
All right. That's not weird.
You're
that
giving up your pussy?
Efficient.
I'm
that
going to get
like
your
it
pussy.
Hurts.
By the end of that, you're like, you know what? That badass man decision turned into a dumbass decision real quick.
He's tired.
Good thing I'm Andy Kaufman. And,
yeah.
And he had like crazy OCD, like walk around the pole 3 times and then step over 4. Yeah.
Wow.
Man on the Moon was a pretty good book.
I like the Jim Carrey movie of it.
I've only seen
it. Dude, that was so good.
It was a lot better than I thought it was, because that was when Jim Carrey was stepping out of his normal zone. So he did like that Truman Show. It was around that time.
Yeah, but
Truman Show was fucking great.
That's when he did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Truman Show, Man on the Moon, and then he did 23. And those 4 movies are probably my favorite Jim Carrey movies.
He also did The Majestic too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was that
better than I thought?
I thought
that was before 23.
I loved him in number
23.
23
was
with that cool tattoo.
He does crazy well.
Yeah.
Honestly, if he was given, I don't know, because the way they're, doing Ben,
he can't do
he could have done a Joker.
No.
He could have done the way they're doing Joker.
No.
Like, okay, the way they have, like, right now, the way they're doing
that
Riddler
stink all over.
Well, no, he does.
Yeah.
But the way
he's already there, like, in that world.
Because of what he's been able to do in.
It's like Arnold can't play Bane because he's already Mr. Freeze, so...
Oh, and he's 97
years old. Yeah, he couldn't do... There's a lot of reasons why.
Well, you know, Terminator...
You know, only one person right now, only because I don't know of any large Hispanic actors...
Don't say Vin Diesel.
He's not big enough. Brock Lesnar.
No.
Could be Bane.
No.
The build of Bane.
Gabriel Iglesias.
If he doesn't talk...
I love to say Gabriel Iglesias is Bane. I would love to see that.
Ricky Martin.
Fluffy
Bane.
He's fluffy.
Ricky Martin would kind of be good.
No, I would love...
If he
love...
packed on some muscle?
No.
He just starts salsa dancing around people?
No, they would make him the clock king. Ricky Martin would somehow be the clock king. And he goes, she bangs, as he's dodging stuff, looking at a clock, and you're like, it's actually
that
really awesome. Like, he would be really awesome.
Like
he would turn salsa dancing...
I watched that movie, The Cuban Fever.
What'd you think?
Oh, my God.
Nick Frost
was
great, wasn't he?
I watched that on Netflix. I finished it up this morning.
And that cameo at the end?
Simon Pegg.
It's on Netflix,
it's on Netflix.
Okay. I added it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's kind
of
slow, but...
Yeah, you're going to watch it because of him, but not because of me. I see how it is.
No,
Exactly,
dude.
I know. That's why I'm a real fan.
I forgot the title of the movie, and I've been meaning to ask about it, but forgetting it.
Robert's right.
You don't have to put on the more of the pressure. Oh, I'm going to be a good friend.
If Justin likes anything at all... And even admits to liking something, that means it might actually be worth it. Because, you know, about
it. Like Ant-Man, I like Ant-Man more than you did, so fuck off.
Oh, you guys want to go see Ant-Man?
Don't stop.
No, go into
it. It
made $58 million. It topped the box office.
Okay.
It is better than the first
it's about
four.
40%.
Okay.
It's not as good as Iron Man 1.
Okay.
I personally
better
was more
Thor.
Interested than in the science of the way the suit worked
and
the physics of it. Because the movie, for me,
it lacked any real character fucks given.
Okay.
Where it wasn't like they were bad. Paul Rudd does a great job. Yeah. His team was fun to watch.
Okay.
But they were very much a... If you've ever needed to see how...
I didn't know why T.I. was in it, though.
No, this is where we go. This is where we go.
I liked him. No. Like, he's a good character.
There's still the thing about where they're like, oh, we can change characters. Right now in the comics, Captain America's a black guy. You know, Thor's a woman. Look at us stepping outside the box. Which Wait, one there should... Yeah. But that's what they're doing. Like, that's their ploy. Like, Spider-Man is now a black Hispanic kid named Miles Morales.
Okay.
Who, honestly, a better Spider-Man than Peter Parker.
I thought they didn't want that.
Disney
released the Snowden thing. When they released, they hacked. They released all the files.
Well, no, for the movie. No, that was the original contract. Yeah. That was Sony and Marvel's original contract. The Spider-Man had to be Caucasian. Couldn't be gay. Only like girls. And could never do drugs.
Yeah.
And it had to be those things. And you're
Spider-Man
like,
can't be a quarter.
Yeah, can't be a quarter. Can't be going around firing his white spunk all over the place, all over them boys. Mm-mm, ain't happening. But
how much money would they make if he was actually kind of like, he was gay for a second. Like, he was
Spider-Man
and he
gay?
He had a boyfriend. Yeah.
Spider-Man?
He'd love
it wouldn't
Spider-Con.
Affect anything. He could still be badass.
I couldn't find the gay Spider-Man believable.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Wait,
how?
When I see Spider-Man, my issue with it is don't make a character. Don't do like they did with Captain or Spider-Man or Thor. Don't go, look, it's a girl now. It's a black guy. He's a gay. Like it's some kind of
different. No,
there's a trend of not to be racist or
trendy. It's trendy. It's not
just put it on the trend, I guess.
It's a trend, whereas the only thing that makes the Spider-Man one work is that he's able to, they're like Miles Morales. Peter Parker dies in the Ultimate Universe.
Okay.
So they were like, okay, let's continue this arc of Spider-Man being a character. They took a pupil that he had in the beginning when he was teaching in the arc, who becomes Spider-Man by accident. His character is great. His girlfriend has been connected with Hydra. Her parents work for Hydra.
Okay.
There's this whole built universe that they were already able to play with within it that worked. But to go, Thor's now a woman. Yeah. Look at his crossing boundaries.
Thor can be a woman.
Like
it's
I would like it to see something like a parallel universe.
Thor is a title. Thor isn't a person. Thor is the title. Mjolnir is just a hammer
I thought
that
it was
bestows
like King,
the power.
King,
like God and Dagobah.
That is it.
You know, it's like Odin. Well, no, it is. It's purely the title. And it's like
the Lord of Thunder.
Guy.
But isn't the definition of Lord is a male, right?
No, it doesn't. No, you could... Oh, it must be Jacob and
Tyler. Yeah, I think
Jacob and Tyler. No, it doesn't... No, the hammer is... They are the god of thunder and lightning. Not a lord, they are the god. Yeah,
well,
you
no,
can say
the,
goddess, but the
I
hammer bestows
was,
the wearer
I thought he was
the
lord
power
of thunder.
Of Thor. No, the hammer
because
bestows
his
the power.
Dad was god.
No, his dad is Odin. The king of the gods. But the hammer itself bestows on the wearer the powers of Thor. So when you see... So when they go, oh, Thor is now a girl, it's because... Thor himself, by name, is now, he became unworthy of Mjolnir. He had done something that became unworthy, and so they did, so this girl, through the arc, they were like, oh, this girl gets the hammer now. She gets to be totally all part of the fucking Thor universe, and she's Thor. It's like having the Green Lantern ring. Green Lantern is not a guy.
Yeah.
It is a position.
Yeah.
It's a title.
Yeah.
And like that's what they're doing for Secret Wars right now, is that Thor is an army of Green Lanterns. But they all just have their own Mjolnirs, and they work for God Doom, who is awesome balls. God Doom is like the greatest human being on the planet.
That's awesome. They all have their own Mjolnirs.
The way the world works, this battle world that God Doom makes, he steals the powers of the Beyonder, recreates the universe, and on the Battle Earth that he makes, he rules it as God Doom. And then below him, Doctor Strange and Susan Storm are his number one and number two. And then his police force is the Thor. And they are Thor. It is an army of Thor. And it doesn't matter what you are, you can apply, you become a member of the Thor. You all get Mjolnirs.
Okay.
And
their arms are always a little silver.
Like, you get one, like, you get one.
Well, yeah, like, everybody gets a Mjolnir!
You get
like,
Mjolnir!
You get
Mjolnir!
But, like, I was talking to PJ about Cyclops. And right now, Cyclops is Dagger!
Wait, you're Cyclops?
But Cyclops is now Phoenix.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
He gets the Phoenix power.
Okay, cool.
So, with Cyclops having the Phoenix power, he was all... Because Cyclops is basically the shittiest character in any universe ever.
He's a big ass douche.
My dad owns the dealership of the Marvel Universe. My dad owns the dealership. Professor Xavier gave me the job of title boss, man. So I do what I want. I shoot lasers.
Yeah, Storm will whoop his ass.
Yeah, anybody can fuck him up. He has no real skill except for my dad owns a dealership.
Like you know, dude and fucking fanboys. What up, Starfag?
Yeah. That guy. And it's so... And when you read anything with him or watch any of the movies or watch the animated show, he's like... He's all like, Jean Grey's my girlfriend, bro. You gotta stay away from my girlfriend. If you want to battle me for her, we're going to go down the mountain. My dad owns a mountain, too. You on your snowboard, bro. Like, he's a fucking... He's like
every 80s movie.
He is. Like, Cyclops is every 80s douche ever.
And the start of Karate Kid 2 where they break
it. It is. He totally is. He's a douche. A Karate Kid grown up with condition.
Exactly.
And so they made him Phoenix now. He has the power of Phoenix.
That's the movie we should do. Karate Kid. And it goes, I watched
that. Is it not the new one?
No, the original one. The macho one. Where he cheats and wins at the end.
Why do Rocky IV?
I still like the Jaden Smith one.
It's good, but we can't make fun of it the same way.
But Rocky IV. I think we should just Rocky IV.
Why? That's an American masterpiece.
Chris has to
start
on
Rocky IV.
I have an American on for Rocky IV.
It is amazing.
Everything about this country that I love... And the black guy dies. That says something.
But how about if in Creed you get to finally fucking see the
fight? Oh, the new Creed movie?
You
get to hear about the fight.
What, is it called Creed?
Creed?
It's called Creed.
Okay. Yeah. Not like Creed. This is taking over that name.
No, it's just Creed. Oh. And his name is Adonis, who is the son of Apollo.
Yeah.
So it works. And sounds smug as shit. Right? It sounds so smug.
Smart.
But Rocky's whole role is that he's playing Mickey.
Yeah.
The trainer. Oh. So he's going to make him heat lightning and crap thunder. And you can see this whole thing.
If he says that one time.
One time. Sold. Yeah. But there's a part where Adonis in the trailer. There's a part in the trailer where Adonis is like, I heard that he goes, there's three fights between you and my dad. There's the one where he won, the one where you won, and the one that no one.
He just said.
Oh, yeah, but he's like, there's a fight between you and Apollo. And he's like, I know of the third one. Who won? And he's like, because we all want to know, Rocky 3, when they go in the ring, and he's like, all right, you ready for this? Yeah. And he goes, he's like, you ready? Going to ring the bell? Ding, ding. And then they go
it's
on the pose.
It's like the best part, because his mouthpiece is like halfway hanging out.
And he does the whole thing, and it does an oil painting, and you're like,
so we'll probably know who won that match.
You learn who wins the match.
Yes.
You'll learn who wins all the match. Right. I'm like, I will pay all dollars for just one line written in. I don't care who wins. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to know who
just
wins
the
that match.
Satisfaction.
More than, I need closure.
Waiting like 20 years for this damn moment.
My cinema life. I need closure.
And I got money on Apollo.
I feel like Apollo probably won that.
He was in better shape. Like, he trained.
Hard.
Like, he was
there was nothing, though, like...
Carl Weathers before he got fat.
No, there's nothing like watching Rocky III. Watch it now and through the filter of 2015. The filter of 2015 versus, like, 81.
Fucking Mr. T is still red.
Not even that.
No,
not even that. But fucking Pauly is the most shit, racist, right-wing fuck on the planet. Because he's like...
Yeah?
He's, when Apollo's trying to train Rocky, because Rocky is a brawler. He's not a boxer.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Like, wow, dude.
But Mickey, or Apollo is like, why are you training in this jungle gym? And not like a jungle gym, mocking it in a sense
but
that
like,
it's a jungle.
Yeah.
It's full of black people. And they all look at him, and everyone's like...
Oh.
It's just you sense the jungle gym. And he's like, he ain't got no rhythm. You can't listen to this jungle music in this jungle gym.
What?
And you're like,
that's
Polly,
his character.
Shut the fuck up.
That's his character.
God.
He's like, playing it.
The good
like
mayor of Airway High.
He grew up and only hung out with his
fuck. Right? It was so bad.
You mean that's not appropriate to say?
No shit. You hear that? Is that the emergency alarm?
That one was his.
That was his chair.
Oh, chair.
I thought I heard the emergency alarm.
Yeah, so did I. That's my turn.
What emergency?
The emergency broadcast system.
Beep.
If your phone wasn't
dead,
I'd
close
it
all
and go off with it. If it
like,
was
over everyone's
mic. Mine's turned off.
Yeah.
Well, mine's probably not turned off. You know, that's who I am.
I drowned my phone yesterday.
Tell the story of mine drowning.
Yeah.
I did the dirty dash and I drowned my phone yesterday. Done.
That's why you don't tell stories.
God, that was
no
the most retarded. No. No! You can't just...
This is a fucking podcast,
bro. Lie about it.
You got to bullshit about it, man. This is
fish story. It.
Yeah, maybe a fish came in your fucking pocket and was like,
and like I took had it away. Alligators in my phone.
You made a fish story with a fish.
Had you not skipped out on me yesterday,
oh,
you probably would have, you know,
that
could
happened.
Have told the story for me.
Yeah, I could have, and I'm going to do it right now, so shut your mouth. So this is how Jarrell lost his phone in the Dirty Dash.
Even better. No, I still have the phone. It just got wet.
You lost it. No. You don't have it. I took it. It's gone. Try now. Try to look it up now. Oh, wait, you're doing a podcast. Never mind.
Yeah. I can leave.
You're the director.
Go upstairs and go look at my phone. Go grab it. Come on downstairs with my phone.
They show it to you. Where were
just
you
take
Friday,
the mic
by the
with
way?
You.
I cried the whole time. Did you?
Well, that's good, because I was drunk. With,
were you?
I like actually, that. I kind of think drunk. I was. Yeah.
That was great. I was drunk.
I was on a kayak drunk. It was great.
At 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
I was asleep.
Hungover.
Wait. Friday morning? Yeah. No, I was leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was midway, I was probably in Moses Lake by then.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to it's TAIDAPAM. Thank you.
Tendawim,
like something, and it's near Seattle and Portland.
Because
yeah,
I drove right past the sign, so that's why I left that.
So, but yeah.
we're like, how the fuck do you know this?
Because I
was a little curious.
Because yeah. I went there Thursday.
Were
so.
You in his trunk or some
no.
shit?
Probably.
But we had a little mirror. We passed the exit, I remember. So,
what were you doing in Seattle this week?
Norm's hospital thing, VA hospital.
Oh. Okay.
Justin beat him up.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yeah,
broke his face.
He broke his cheekbone, and we took like, we left like 4 o'clock in the morning
and
came back.
Walking the dog. And in Justin speak, that means he wouldn't give him money. And
yeah, he called me at 6:30 in the morning saying he fell. So
just stealing guns while you're at it.
Yeah, no, they had a specialty because he broke his cheekbone. And they don't have
he
a
honestly
nice
looks
throat.
Like he got
yeah,
beat the fuck up. He looks like someone beat the shit out of him.
I haven't seen Norm's.
Maybe
he helped
just
him move on that trailer.
Maybe he just said, oh, I fell.
Yeah, no.
No, it does. I was like, what the fuck did you do to him?
He
looks
super dead.
Jack fell
like,
out of his bed
the
other
the
night.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get his permission to post that.
Dude. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep saying we're gonna post shit and then never post anything.
Yeah. No, like,
that's
probably
why
like
we don't get any comments to fix the show.
Yeah.
You guys could fucking post shit. You're all admins.
I'm not.
Maybe not
yeah,
Jacob.
Oh, probably Jacob would probably be the best one at.
Yeah, because he's more at.
Yeah.
Anybody is more
I don't like technology.
Inclined than you are.
Jacob, you want to be our webmaster?
Webmaster!
Look, his title of webmaster. I mean, there's nothing that comes with it except a lot of responsibility you don't want, but a cool title.
Right?
We could call you Beastmaster.
Yeah. Ooh.
And
we could still call him director.
That's the movie we need to do.
You've never seen Beastmaster?
No.
How?
Same
because
here.
Just
shut up.
We,
I don't expect less.
The same way we all do things, like, I've never seen this, but I'm never going to tell them that I haven't seen
this. I don't want to see it.
How have you not seen
it? I'm just they both do it all the time, too.
I
have never seen this, but
I haven't seen a movie. I have no problem saying I didn't see a movie.
Yeah, but we
I mean,
yeah,
I
but see, you're
but
not,
you
the, hey, Chris, you're not the one giving us
that.
Shit for not seeing the movie. We're like, okay, Chris, we need
with.
To see the movie.
Yeah, you fucking do.
I told these fucks I didn't see Goonies once, and I didn't hear...
Oh, see, yeah.
You didn't see? You didn't see? You can't even.
I didn't stop
You didn't see Goonies
it.
Until you, like, in your 20s, so fuck.
Yeah, and then I bought it, and I fell asleep every time I watched
why
it.
Why did you buy the movie to begin with, though?
You get it $5 at Walmart with Time Cop.
That's why I bought it.
I got 15 copies.
Time Cop, Gary's champion.
I've got Time Cop Bloodsport.
But you did the same exact thing when I didn't say I saw.
Didn't say I saw.
Didn't say I saw.
Yeah.
Have another
didn't
beer.
Didn't say
I will. Short Circuit.
I think you just
you watched Short Circuit with us.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
No.
Thank
oh,
you
wow.
so much.
I don't remember this.
We watched it on Chris's giant projection. Fucking
we never watched it at the house.
He's so angry he can't finish sentences.
Because
Justin.
it was that pizza fucking like Pizza Hut TV that he had in his house.
61-inch?
61-inch
yeah,
rear projection.
It's not 60 or 62?
No,
61?
It was 61-inch.
Alright.
It was
that's
rear projection.
That literally
corner
like fell down.
It was huge.
That almost crushed him.
Playing, yeah, it nearly killed me.
Playing video games on it was hard because it was kind of fuzzy.
Yeah. Like, just, even if you're like
I know the game looks better than this.
It's like the size.
I kind of want to play on my smaller, higher depper TV.
Chris's apartment.
Yeah, it weighed like 400 pounds.
Yeah, Chris's apartment was upstairs. It took four of us to get it up there.
Oh man,
Chris. And it wasn't like upstairs like a regular apartment.
I had
it was
to
a house. It was a house that was fourplex.
That
was it lived next to Adam Thielen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had to get it in to the main hallway that separated the two upstairs. And then get it up. And it was my dad and Jarrell on top.
No, your dad wasn't even helping us.
He watched us. He watched
Oh, my dad was on top of the stairs.
No, he was down with us.
He helped you move it into our apartment.
Nobody was at the house helping us move everything.
Yeah, he was there because he brought it over on the trailer.
Yeah.
And the entire time we were talking about...
Because that's the deer runs.
Yeah,
Dad and I moved it into the deer run, but when we were moving it into my place, he had to bring it over on the trailer.
Okay.
And he was like, I did it last time, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
He just stood there.
And so the whole time we were talking about how Chris's dad made love to his mom, he's like, yep, that's what happened.
Yep. And he's like, shut the fuck up! I'm gonna get the TV in the house!
The entire time, we're just doing like, your mom jokes, and apparently Chris's dad doesn't care where his
mom. When you like, lived downstairs, and you wanted
and so
to live
like,
upstairs?
Yeah,
no, I lived upstairs and lived downstairs.
Oh, man.
Tell this graphic detail.
Now, I kind of wanted to bring my mom and ask her some inappropriate questions, like how I was conceived.
You got to do Kevin Smith's Give Her Pot Brownies, and you'll get everything you ever wanted to know.
Okay, I'll listen to that.
That's what he did.
Oh, okay. My God, it's so good. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like...
Well, see, my mom got paranoid as fuck on Pot Brownies when me and her and Matthew went down to Seattle to go look at art. She goes, she's like, ooh, these taste funny, you know, weird shit. And
did you tell her?
Oh, yeah, no, she wanted to do it. No, and okay, so, all right, here's the whole fucking story. Rewind.
Hold on. Flamin' Joe's is our sponsor this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do pot brownies, but they have some good beer.
We don't got pot brownies, but we got our new menu on. Yeah. We're going to finally have the new beer on. That'll
this
be great.
Week, this
yeah,
week
this week
coming.
We'll have all our new
taps
on.
By the time you're able to hear this.
I thought you already had it. No, when this one's on, we will have,
okay,
we'll have the new. We'll have it on.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll have it all up
no,
on.
No, next week.
So next week, yes, we'll have all new taps on. Awesome new menu items, new little trivia game boards. That don't work. But that's not on us. That's on Buzz Time.
Buzz Time
that's
is
their
fault.
I'm sure they'll fix it soon.
They'll keep sending us overnight sheets.
No, they're coming by Wednesday.
Trivia thing.
They guarantee it by Wednesday.
Oh, by Wednesday.
We'll have new ones.
Cool. Oh, okay. Brand new ones?
Yeah.
Or your money back.
Yeah.
So Wednesday the 26th?
Because we refuse to fix.
27th?
Yeah.
27th.
Yeah. So it'll be up and you'll be able to check out all our new stuff.
Sweet.
Eat our wonderful food. Meat. Justin and I, if you want.
Yeah.
Or you just come in for beer during happy hour. It's like 3 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Hot spicy wings.
Yeah.
It's good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do the cold ring
Code Red Challenge.
Yeah.
All the cool kids
ring
do it.
Challenge? It sounds like some... Okay, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
All right, Robert, your mom did pop around.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, let's go to pop
okay,
right
so,
right?
All right, my mom has a sister who is very Mormon, okay? This is how the story starts. She's kind of a Jack Mormon.
My first thought was, and that's her first problem.
My mom has a friend who was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Did and she have the magic underwear and shit?
I don't fucking know. All right, moving on.
If you said yes, that'd be really
That's
weird.
The most interesting part about Mormon. Magic underwear.
I don't look in my aunt's fucking underwear
you
drawer.
You ask her about it.
Yeah.
You know, magic underwear,
come
Robert.
Open. Who wouldn't want to know about magic underwear?
Okay, so my mom... Okay.
So that's a yes?
I don't...
That's a maybe.
I'm not goddamn saying one word. All right. Very good. Okay.
I got you on this one.
So my aunt, she's, you know, Jack Mormon, she was telling my mom, you know, we were planning on going to Disneyland for Christmas and not getting us any gifts.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, oh, okay, let's go. And we're telling the whole family about it, you know. And Michelle, the Mormon, was like, oh, yeah, you know, we smoked pot and went to Disneyland. And my mom's like, what?
That sounds like
that's
making Disneyland magical.
Exactly. And my mom got excited.
That would make it go like, Disney, man.
That's almost like Bob the Builder. On
yeah.
Head.
No, seriously. Like, my mom actually got really excited.
That
would
be awesome.
She looks to my brother, because my brother, he smokes pot, which is nothing new, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of, you know.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You want to talk about silver linings is like, Atticus is disabled.
Yeah.
And it's a shitty situation all the way around.
Yeah.
So I'll get cuts in line at Disneyland.
That's the way to go.
That, yeah. Enjoy the little things, man. Like, okay, there's nothing bad about that.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
And so my mom got so excited and looked at Matthew and said, let's do a test run before we go to Disneyland. And we're going to go, you know, Seattle the
I'm
next weekend.
I'm glad she had a test run before she went to Disneyland.
Because that would have messed Disneyland up for all of us, because the way that she reacted in Seattle after the pop round.
Just like, I can't handle
it! No! Okay, my dad even did it, because, you know, he's like, oh, I haven't done this in like 20, 30 years, you know? It's like, let's see what this is all about again, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
this
dad,
is a
go
lot
for
more
it.
Potent than
this is that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said.
I just wanted a sandwich.
Because Matthew put so much pop butter, oh my god. I took a bite, I'm like, god, that tastes nasty. But I ate the rest of it, and I was high. I was high.
Did you eat the whole fucking brownie?
Well, we ate the whole like cake.
Like the little snippet.
No, if you're
no.
punk with it. Just
no, I ate a whole fucking brownie once, and literally I thought the dog was trying to fight me.
The one time I had a brownie, I do what I do best. Yeah. I eat.
And it was a wiener dog that turned into like a massive dog, dude.
I just eat and play video games. No matter how high I am.
I can function.
And I play video games. I can't not
roll
do
around
it's a good nirvana,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I'm
rolling around
right
the floor.
Yeah.
If I did the marijuanas, I'd probably follow everybody.
The marijuanas?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'd probably follow everybody's advice and eat, like, just a corner.
No,
I didn't.
Yeah.
They were like, what are you doing? Eating the brownie.
Yeah,
don't
the
eat
the
thing. Or not.
The closest I've ever been was secondhand when Carlos and Lance are in the back seat.
Oh, no, you got contact time with
it. A little bit. Like,
no, like a lot of it.
You weren't even there.
You don't need to be. I've been in many a car.
You're a virgin.
You
need to not smoke it.
No, like, I wasn't. I was still.
Whatever you say, sir.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I, like I said, if I did the marijuana,
I was inebriated, and
I would
know.
Probably take a little.
Sure.
Okay.
No, because I would have stopped driving.
Yeah.
You would. You would have been.
I would have, yeah.
You're that guy.
I am that guy. Because my driver's license makes my money.
At that time,
fair.
Responsibility.
Fair.
You were working the side with us.
No, it was at Joe's, but close. And I was trying to get a driver job.
He was. Yeah. So that's fair.
Like,
you
heard
that.
I was trying to get on SBA at that time.
I remember you applied there like 7 times, and you're like, I'll give you a blowjob.
I'm at 12
right now.
Times now. Next time will be 13.
And you're like, I'll suck your dick for coke. Just give me the fucking job. Kathy's sad, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You want to say hi to the pod people?
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi, my favorite person in Romania. I hope you hear this.
We're big in the Philippines, Kathy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So legit. Thank you guys for listening, too.
Yeah, no, for real. That's way awesome, everybody.
That was a good surprise.
For real, though. Favorite person in the world is one guy in Romania.
Philippines is...
And I'm not...
We have 109 in the Philippines.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's one.
I pulled
in
it up.
In Romania.
I pulled it up.
I thought it was 109 started. Views.
No,
yeah,
but
in
Romania...
109 views.
Yeah, but in Romania there's one.
Oh, okay.
I want to meet that one.
Yeah.
We got one in Romania, one in Kuwait, and one in the United Arab Emirates.
That is so cool.
That's great.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
Screw all the other people. Not like really, just they're not as cool. Hit us up.
And we're at
I know of all of them.
Yeah, like give us feedback, please. Like
127.
Say hi.
Yeah. I would love to hear that stuff.
261 in the U.S.
Fuck yeah, America.
Merc.
Woo!
Woo!
Because number one,
right? We did that good.
World soccer. We did swimming pretty good too this year.
We've got a D in the U.S.
Yeah.
A D. But, yeah, no, so my mom...
Oh, yeah. Your mom got
pot brownies.
So your mom got pot brownies.
So she ate the pot brownies. She's like, okay, these taste kind of funny. And
bye, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye. You can drink the regular coffee.
No.
She gets headaches. Yeah. She's like, okay, so I'm starting to feel funny, and me and Matthew are both laughing our asses off. We're like, well, you're going to feel really funny in about 20 more minutes.
Do you start to see velociraptors and shit? Like, here
not...
Yeah, did they show up?
No, we didn't do fucking LSD and fucking coke and shit and mescaline and all
do
that weird
salvia.
Shit. No. Salvia.
I've heard your fucked up stories of salvia.
I did salvia with Tony, and that was fucked up shit because he started laughing hysterically, and he was... I only knew him as a quiet person, and him laughing hysterically like a joker, and I'm just like, Marshmallow Pete's coming out of your air vents in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car. Are you driving? I love watching the people on YouTube. They're like, okay, they'll do it. They're like, I'm going to try to start my car.
No.
And that arm goes up.
Yeah.
And now.
Justin and I live together. He's like, you have to watch this. I'm like, what? He's like, gardening on salvia.
Yeah.
That's a fucking thing?
Yeah. And this guy's like,
so looking that up.
He's
that
got his bunk. He's got his bunk. And he's like, all right, I'm going to do salvia, and then we're going to get to this gardening tip. And he falls over. And he's just laughing. For 10 minutes, just laughing, falling over, and you can't stop watching it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
He's like, tries to attempt to move, and he's like...
He picks up the shovel, and he's like, I can't do it.
Oh, because when I was on it, I didn't have any control. When I got conscious again, my whole shirt was wet from drool. I just drooled everywhere. It was like, a
series of videos, Jacob.
He's got there more than one gardening. That's why I love it. Like, people try to drive on salvia, and then like they're like, don't drive doing drugs. Salvia is a killer on the road. He goes, it's not. And this video is to prove why. Boom. It's done. And then it's done and goes, see? I didn't go anywhere.
The last time I did salvia, it was like I was watching a football game in this halftime show. And the band definitely no, because the band came alive with giraffes and rhinos playing drums.
That sounds fucking
great.
Awesome.
And it came like through my TV.
It sounds like a Pixar movie.
Yeah, it was like Lion King in 3D in my room.
Oh, I feel like I would want to attempt to read something like Kingdom Come.
That sounds more
on Shrooms.
I would get two pages in and be like, no.
Well, because Shrooms and Kingdom Come is an experience.
Shrooms
is
Chris's
salvia.
Shrooms are like very ill.
No, you were there the second time.
With Morgan and shit?
That
was the second time?
Because the first time it was myself, Morgan.
That's when we watched Short Circuit.
No, it was after that.
Didn't you see Carlos turn into a cocoon?
No. I heard about it, though.
That was at our house.
What?
Yeah, but then, you know. And then he blossomed into a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah, he took, like, salvia, and he was, like, ADX or something, and, like, he thought he was in a cocoon, and he couldn't escape in our house, so he... Shed his clothes.
I did LSD and I thought it was an orange and everyone was going to peel me, so I hid in the closet. So I'm like,
no, peel me!
He just did stems when Morgan came over.
Yeah.
And he just started
drinking
orange juice. And I had orange juice, ton of stems.
Yeah.
And I was reading Kingdom Come and I was fine.
He was screaming about the colors coming off the TV.
Too much.
The colors! That's right, we were playing Burnout on your TV.
Burnout. So we were online.
Yeah, no, I was at your house. It was before I got my
Or it was the Outer Bonnie experience.
No, because I was trying to read Kingdom Come, and as I'm reading it, I'm turning the pages, and I'm like, how long does this take to kick in? And she's like, 15, 20. She's taking hers a little bit before me.
So secretive and so melodic, she's like, 15.
So I'm like, all right, and I'm getting to the part in the book where Superman is flying to Ragnarok, and... Marvel shows up and blasts him with a bolt.
Correct.
And then it's that full panel of Superman on the ground and Marvel going, I'm gonna fuck your mouth, boy. I'm reading it, and so it's doing the whole monologue of, like, you can feel the lightning in the air, you can feel all the energy, the battle's raging, and it's
great
description,
yeah.
So the background, my background hearing, is of this battle of Wonder Woman and Superman and Peppermint. Everyone's battling behind me, audio-wise, and as I'm turning, and it's Superman, and it's like, you can feel the heat from here. You can feel, I am experiencing this book wholeheartedly.
That's
and I turn
awesome.
The page where it goes, Shazam! And it's Superman splayed out and Marvel over him. And I'm like, I'm done. Because it was there and I was next to Superman. I'm just like, I'm not supposed to be part of this experience.
I don't have my brain.
So I then decide to play Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
Because I was playing while you were reading.
Yeah. Ooh. And I tried to play Wildst High.
I've
never had an experience like that on mushrooms.
It was crap. Hilarious, man.
It was so much visual input.
Yeah.
It was like to the point of almost madness, but just enough. I'm like, this is everything in
me. And see, like, I would do that, but like me and Matt, we did LSD. I watched Pink Floyd, and that was perfect. There's a reason why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finding Nemo on shrooms.
Where the fuck did that come from? Finding Nemo to Pink Floyd.
I probably
because like
Finding
it was
Nemo.
In theaters.
That would be your almost safety safe.
In high school, like right after high school, like it was Oh, okay. So you're like, oh, I'm going to watch
Here's how terrible I am at Tekken, though. He was high, still bait me from the other room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Baked to shit.
Right on.
Yeah, I can totally play Tekken Super Bank.
The only other time I've seen Chris high was when he was on Molly, and I talked to the wizard at the bar for a long time. This guy was teaching me how to be a wizard.
Yeah. I think that's why I was still with Angela and we were
You were with Angela.
Damn it!
Angela was throwing ice at everybody. Pissing everybody off. Because she was fucking high.
Oh,
and
she was throwing ice. Fucking high.
Yeah. And I get there and everybody's like, drown! Because I don't go a lot.
Yeah, and they're all excited.
Yeah. And this guy calls me over. He's like, come over. And I'm like, all right, 2 seconds. 20 minutes of this dude teaching me how to be a wizard. I'm like, I've got an hour to be with my friend.
It was the greatest thing. We're like, what is he doing? What's happening?
Because I was in the corner when
he finally comes over. He's like,
old guy's got a white.
He looks like a wizard.
Like,
and he comes over, and that's what it was. It was the beard.
Yeah.
Like, I have a beard. You have a beard.
No,
we're fucking wizards, man.
I've had encounters like
you
with
wield great power among your friends, and I'm like, I know. Can I go?
Yeah. You're scaring the shit out of me.
Like, Hitler's your friend. That's swell, friend.
I want to go see my friends because I don't see them a lot. And it was like right after the dudes were born, so I didn't see anybody at all.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't have been. Because I wasn't with Angela then.
You were with Angela. Okay, yeah, it was prior. Because you were with Angela at the time.
He just knew he was going to be.
I think you guys were just working a ton.
Or maybe Kathy was pregnant.
I think she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were trying to move into here or something.
We were already here.
We were already here.
But something was going on.
There was something where I wasn't getting on a lot. And he's like, you wield great powers over your friends. I want to teach you how to be a wizard. I'm like, I don't want to be a wizard.
You're like, hold on.
I'll shave my beard.
So it's like, so I can shoot lightning, fire, teleport, all the cool stuff? Yeah. I'm going to go hang out with my friend. Sorry.
Total bullshit.
I ain't going to lie.
If I can use a teleportation,
I was like, I want to teach you to be a wizard. You're my friends and all, but
I am, man. I talked to him for 20 minutes because I saw you guys talking about me the entire time. Like, what
are
y'all talking to that old guy for?
To be a wizard!
But Chris and Angela. Hi, I'm Molly, dude.
Cool.
And Angela.
I'm surprised you guys didn't put your fucking brains out.
No, is that the revolver in there?
It does.
Yeah. So you were at a bar, you're not horny, and you
no,
just throwing
were
ice?
We just were high as shit there. Yeah.
Oh, and that's they
were throwing ice at us.
She was like, we were hanging out, and then she's a very, like, extrovert high.
Way into the pinball machine.
Yeah. She's very extroverted when she's high, and I'm just about the experience when I'm high.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just becomes just that much more...
Angela.
And I'm just like, I become really analytical of my scenario, so like, I'm aware I'm high.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, let's assess the experience.
Yeah.
As I'm playing pinball, and I'm like, look at the colors. Why do they look this way? Like, my mental defense mechanism is to try to rationalize being high. As
yeah, no, because I mean, if you get lost in that high, you start freaking out and shit, and you don't know what reality
Molly
is.
At Ralston's house when we had the party there?
No.
You guys were at Ralston's house?
Yeah.
Him and Sam had a party.
You know, this all really started about his phone. Yeah. Can we go back to the phone? Like, I know we loved sharing drug stories, but...
Because you were supposed to be telling the story, then you started talking about the podcast, but then you got the whole getting high. Yeah.
You went from that, and then you started talking about the drug and your brother. So that's on
you
this time.
Tell your story.
So don't be mad at us for once.
Should I just bend over and you fuck my ass?
No.
We're going to get you drunk first. I mean, come on. And if the offer is there, I mean...
Half that whole?
Yeah.
Whole milk, bitch. It's half and half, and then
whole milk. That's terrible.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So your mom was so high.
Yeah, no,
how
okay.
How was she?
Oh, Rock on Drake.
That goes beyond Hollywood, but that's
old.
Well,
see, I think Ralph Garvin perfected it, but...
No, they tried stopping that.
But he still perfected it by stopping it.
It started, and then they're like, you guys gotta stop that shit, and it never did. And so they just embraced it because it was never going to stop.
Oh, man. Well,
I'm like the Hollywood Babylon...
He listened to all of them and then kept telling Justin and I to listen to them. We were like, that didn't know.
For like a year.
Like for like a good year. And they were like, no. And then finally did.
And then
when we did it, we were like, dude, have you listened to Hollywood Babylon?
They've done this to me a couple times.
And no. I hate both of them.
No,
we haven't. We totally did.
But yeah, no, my mom got high. She started freaking out. Like, it, and then it was starting to turn. It was starting to turn there. And we were walking down the street looking at art galleries, mm-hmm. you know, because they wanted me to say, oh, what do you want to do in Seattle? I was like, art galleries, right on. I mean, like, pot and art goes together. And so me and Matthew were enjoying ourselves. Like, there was this gigantic Renaissance painting. It was huge. It was like
fucking beautiful.
Oh, man. Dude, it was. It was. And my mom and dad are sitting in the back, like, hovering like this together, like
really?
You know, like penguins, like yeah. And I'm like,
your dad too?
Yes, yes.
I know some history on your dad. And
my dad
too?
Doesn't do much, and yeah. this scared the shit out of me, especially with my mom, the spawn of Satan. And I go over there, and
it's her birthday, by the way.
Can I finish the fucking story? I'll tell you that later.
Let him finish.
And
okay.
And I go over there, and they're like. Jarrell,
you saw that coming, man.
Yeah, I did. And I go over there and I go, are you guys okay? And they both look at me and, like, for some reason, I don't know if it was the pot, probably was, but their eyes, their pupils went like this, and I'm like, oh fuck, I scared the shit out of me.
All
they
of
both,
the pupils
it was like, it was like twins. It was like The Shining. Yeah. Fucking, you saw those little two girls in the hallway.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck, I'm out of this way.
Sing this
No,
you know,
and they're like,
the boy in The Shining didn't know what the movie was about.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He
yeah.
thought they were nice little
Can
girls.
Can I tell the story,
no.
please? And so I freak out, and they're like, they're all watching us. And I'm just like, you need to go to the hotel. We need to leave right now. And then when we went to the hotel, they started to realize that they were too freaking out, and they're like, we need to stay in here. I'm going to go in the covers. And my dad was just sitting there quietly like this. Like, just, I'm just like, Matthew, we need to get out before they kill each other or kill us or whoever. So
we need to make love right now. And you guys are like, out!
That,
we need to get why the
did
high
I have
out.
To, why did they have to go there? Why did,
that's how I hear you get it out.
God damn it.
Get in the home.
All right, but... And then, after that whole experience, my mom was like, we're going to drink really heavily in Disneyland. That's it. I was like, fair enough.
That
fair enough.
Equally awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun, actually, because we
Let's
had...
Let's just get super drunk and yell at kids at Disneyland.
Hey, kids, get off that ride!
How fuck you!
Right, how
2 hours for a roller coaster?
Oh, we were...
Bullshit.
Matthew was 21 and I was 24.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty recent. And
yeah, I'll be honest, I would love to smoke a bowl with my dad.
I smoked with my mom.
You've gotten permission. I got permission to get you high when we were like 17.
Yeah, my dad said it was okay as long as I was with him.
Right on.
Yeah. Which, it was funny, though, at the time, because it was during a point in our history where all we did was get high.
Yeah.
So when my dad goes, you know what? I'm okay with you guys getting high as long as it's, like, you guys are the ones getting high together, like, hanging out.
Right on,
and it was like, that's super awesome,
that's
dad.
That's the one I was hanging out with Curtis.
And so it was like, yeah, totally, trust Justin. And it's like, we get way too often already.
Previous stories, they wasn't really responsible.
Ravioli, Dragon Ball, Assault, Pistol Whip, more ravioli.
Uncle Fucker.
Great.
Uncle Fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa
Fuckstick. Yeah, Grandpa
Fuckstick. Which I listened to that last week, and we started calling him Grandpa Shitstick. And it morphed into Grandpa Fuckstick.
Love it.
I was like, we messed this up.
Now we
know.
Oh,
yeah. It's all good.
The beauty of it being recorded.
So, okay, first of all, how did you just completely forget about your phone?
No, I have a waterproof case, right?
Okay.
And it has a replacement warranty on it. For a year, but I've had it for like a year.
Oh, did you have like a year and a couple weeks in your cycle?
I've had it for a year and change.
All right.
But,
Wait, change, explain change. Like a couple months?
Yeah.
All
right. And then I had it all in a Ziploc bag. Well, the Ziploc bag
just
tore. Yeah. And my case didn't work, so it got waterlogged.
So you...
No,
you
wonder
you tried to protect your phone.
Yeah.
Tried. Yeah, it wasn't
effort.
A Justin where he would have been
Kathy,
oh yeah, my phone was in my pocket, and we all would have just been like,
how do
you
not know all the couches?
It's like, Justin taking out his phone, dropping it in the water, and be like,
and Kathy was like, that I've done the Dirty Dash. I've seen people pull phones out of their pockets. I'm like,
yeah, Kathy wanted me to take pictures and shit. And then, so, it was... I hate you so much, Justin. Yeah, I know. Justin's dropping his phone just to fuck with Chris.
And apparently Robert.
Yeah. Care about the shit you pay for. That's all I ask, man. I don't give a fuck if it's a fucking titanium spork.
Team. Care about it.
Out of all things.
No, I have a titanium sword.
Do you?
Yeah, you can get them off Slinky.
We all got them correct.
Your texture feels really weird on your tongue, though.
Yeah, Kathy got them for us for when Justin and I lived together.
You know, you guys can all talk at each different time, not all at the goddamn same time.
No, we're trying to remember when we got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was like in 2008.
Mm. And made out of titanium.
Sports.
You want titanium sport?
Sure.
Pretty cheap.
Yep, that's great.
You can get it on Pinky.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds like he's jealous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but the dirty ass is bomb.
You really think I'm fucking jealous? All right.
I heard you were drunk the other night.
I was.
On no, not you.
Oh.
Him.
Oh, yeah, what? I was drunk on Friday.
You got drunk?
I get drunk. Well, I used to get drunk all the time.
I hit Jacob.
Then a child happened.
I hit Jacob up, and I was like, you going with me tomorrow? And then Tabby's like, we're too broke for her. She sent Kathy a message.
I actually told Tabby that I did.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't wait.
And I was like, why is Tabby texting me? Because Jacob's drunk.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, did you remember what kind of drinks did you have? Was it
more
beer?
Oh, I was just drinking beers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of beers?
Red Apple and Washington Pears.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I got a big bottle from one of my coworkers. So
the reds are actually not pretty bad.
Downing this.
Right. We should all.
Downing this.
I can see you go, downing this? Like, at work?
Okay. Oh, my boss did tell me I couldn't open it at work because it was a shitty fucking Friday, and I was like, I'm about to just go over there and open this fucking bottle and screw you all.
That's the nice thing about restaurant work is you can generally find a way to get drunk.
Yep.
Sometimes.
We just drink on the clock.
I would say easily the last, I was never drunk.
Sometimes the boss gets you drunk.
But the last year at the Spag, I was not, there was not a day that I opened that I did not
Pepsi
start
bottles.
With fucking alcohol and ate it with alcohol.
Yeah.
If I was drinking
Captain and Coke
at
Far
Spag.
West, it'd be Captain and Coke at Far West, work, make up some excuses to why I was late, being a block away because they opened at the same time and I had to be there.
Yeah.
And it went from like real excuses to being like, shut up.
And sometimes at the Spag it was chocolate milk.
I had to fill my
And then at night we would get chocolate milk. And we would take our cups in, and we'd have to double stack them because the alcohol would eat through one.
Yeah.
Tequila Sunrise goes through a cup.
Real quick. Same with Captain Coke. Yeah. And we took them in, and we were like, hey, can we get... And we were like, hey, can we get some chocolate milk? And they were like, yeah.
So
they make him a Tequila Sunrise. They're like, Justin, you. We'd take them, and we'd be online.
And
we're just standing there drinking. We'd be sipping.
Especially after the cow wasn't working anymore.
And then, like, the managers or stuff would come out, like, so how's the kitchen doing? Fucking wonderful. And just drinking like, there's booze, bitch!
See, and I wasn't drinking, and then I turned 21 at the Spag, and I had bad time, so then I wasn't drinking for a while longer.
Man, it wasn't like your birthday was that bad.
You tell me it was bad.
It was.
What do you remember of your birthday?
What do you remember? Lame. Like,
what I remember...
Oh, yeah, my mom's birthday was like this. Oh, I'm sorry, did I interrupt?
I remember we drank beer while the comedy show was going on. I remember you guys giving me a lot of mixed drinks. Then I don't remember things. And then I remember waking up naked the next day at 7 o'clock.
You can't make that shit up. That's like fucking movie shit.
It is very...
Let me put it this way. In a nutshell, after everything that had happened, aside from the platinum level real friend card...
Why we invented friend cards?
This is where we invented the friend card?
Yeah.
The
you
ride home
a pair of
between
socks.
Us,
I give you a lot of things.
between the ride home between myself, Justin, and Adam Thielen, we're riding up to our place.
Okay.
Justin's driving. Adam's in the back.
Five
now relatively conscious.
Okay.
And Adam passed out on my floor.
Whoa.
Got
and
walked
drew
over.
All over him.
Yeah. After the fireman. No, that was before the fireman. We drew on him.
You drew on him before the fireman.
Yeah.
Because they thought Adam was me.
Yeah. The whole time, the whole experience was so insane.
Okay.
Not one word was said from Jarrell's place.
He gave me a hug and said he was sorry.
And
I worked for him
all the way
after that whole ordeal.
And all the way up to our place, not a word. Adam goes, what did I miss? Because he was passed out on the floor. He's like, what did I miss? We're like, I ain't talking about it, man. The windows
Frank
were
cards.
Down. It was like watching Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
You know how it just shows them in the car, it's very gritty and the lights are going by and it's just quiet?
It's cool. Yeah.
It was that. You're just sitting there in the car and I'm just like,
tension.
No, it was not tension. It was just
the experience was
such an experience.
Yeah.
We're on our way home and Adam's sitting up and he's like,
happened?
I never.
And we were like, I ain't talking about it, man.
Never had a drink in my life before that night.
We told you to drink prior.
I had.
I know what happened.
16 shots. Yeah. 3 beers.
Oh God.
And I was hungover for 3 days.
And the mention of vodka made you puke?
No.
That
what
happened to me.
What killed him?
Yeah.
Wasn't. Honestly, he was doing okay.
The rubber ducky wasn't drinking. Doing okay, though.
No, but the point where the point where things went south really was I went up and I go, what is the meanest thing you have?
Okay.
And he goes,
they got me a four horseman.
And it was in a warm glass. It was all warm because we were going through the dishwasher.
Got, right?
He makes it all.
You deserve whatever you got.
And, I take it and I go, here. And it goes, boom, and we're
he
like,
it's water.
He thought it was water, and goes, boom, and we go,
it's,
and it was that moment we were like,
Jack, Catton,
it's like Jack, it's Jack, Jim,
Johnny,
Johnny, and
Cap Morgan.
Is it Cap?
No, it's another Jay or.
It's Jameson.
It's been named.
It's Jameson.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one's Jameson.
Frisky, yeah.
And it's all four horsemen.
I remember the four horsemen, but that's about where I cut out.
Like, that was your moment where your brain was like, this is the thing
you
I
start drinking it like it was water, like you were, like, dying of thirst.
He had Irish trash can, Captain of Coke, Caribou Lou, and something else. Back to back to back, just boom.
Boom.
He was using guns to wash the other one down.
Adam got tequila
We knew the bartender at the comedy show.
Brickwall Comedy Club. We knew them
Adam
all.
Adam was performing.
And we were fucking, and they cut him off.
It wasn't Blues at the Bend, was it?
No, it was Brickwall.
It used to be Chapter 11, and then they had to file Chapter 11,
yeah,
and then it became Brickwall.
Season ticket.
And he was so drunk that they were like, all right, we got to cut your friend off, and you guys can't have more than one. It's like 1 something in the morning. We were like, oh, well, we're good then.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do water. It's like, we were drunk, but we were also being, like, semi-practical, but
I had
we're
never
good.
Had a drink, and these guys just kept loading.
Was this your 21st?
Yeah.
Okay. The car ride, we had to help him get into Kathy's car.
I threw up in the car.
Well, we made it back to his car to the other side. We're like, so we're going over there to make sure he's okay. Yeah. Kathy calls me. She's like, I need help. So we run, not sober, to the other
Kathy.
Side of the parking lot.
Oh,
and she's trying to hold him. And he's like, I'm so sorry. And it's like all down him and all over her and all over the ground. And we were like, fuck.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm comfortable with this story up until we get to my house.
I know. That's
and
why
the fire department came.
We get him in the car, and we get his head hanging out the window. We're like, we'll follow you there. And she's like, damn right you are. And we follow there.
Yeah, Kathy's like, you fucking owe me.
Yeah. We get him into the house. Adam comes in. Adam's stumbling in. Hits the ground, and... How? How is that even possible?
Justin is literally trying to hand Chris a bottle cap.
And drops
and
misses
it.
My hand.
Millimeters from his hand.
There's a gravity infiltration, and
no,
it just like
not.
Hits,
it's
and
not.
Then
and
goes right through my hand and holds it down.
And so, there's not. No.
It's
and
a
so,
twist, by the way.
He's trying to be nice.
Trying to be nice, but seeing hands inside, he's like, I'm going to be me motherfucker.
We had a conversation before you got here.
That he was going
to
genuinely be nice to you because you were going
to
do that. He's been nice to you, and you've been taking it the way he said everything he always does. So now, it's not even the
does
thing.
Does everything that he plans fucking works out?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin.
Justin's really good.
Why can't I accept it? I don't know about you fuckers can accept it, or...
We kind of kick him out and tell him to shut up.
Okay.
That's all we do. He'll start and we just go shut up. We're not playing anymore.
But be fair, this is their idea, not mine.
It started out as your idea.
No, we talked about this yesterday.
We talked about it at work. Because he's been wanting to see you because he felt bad when he got you all rowdy and you were going to throw a chair at him. You know?
You felt bad?
Conscious.
Scared.
Sometimes.
So he felt...
Where's your little fucking Geppetto now, motherfucker?
He tried.
No, he didn't. Cause he just. It's like, I want to say toast, and I like mayonnaise. It's like, doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Mayonnaise on toast is dope.
Butter. Come on now.
No, dude, if you're making grilled cheese sandwiches.
Not playing.
Substitute mayonnaise for butter.
I feel better.
Worst
not playing.
Name, it's really
you
good.
Fuck it, not play. Don't play the game.
Gotta breathe.
Yep, don't play the game. At work now, like, I'll have, like, when I have my headphones and stuff in, and he'll start going, and I go,
nope, not playing. Right. Click, and I put my music or my book back on, and I go back to where he just stands there, he waits, and he's like, okay. I wasn't going to do anything. And then he'll walk away, and full well, you see that look.
Into the shadows, you see him go.
he's like our mixel flick, yeah, where we have to get him to say his name backwards to get him to stop.
Yeah.
The only time it works is when we go, we're not playing, and he's like, next time.
Or Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Don't you know?
Love that one.
Oh, life. What are we at?
Oh,
we're about done.
Yeah, we're getting there. Okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, this feels like it's going to be either just about time or just over.
Fire department showed up. Thought Adam was me.
Dude, the best
We drew
part
so
was,
much on Adam, though.
Yeah, we markered up Adam bad.
Yeah.
Swastika's enter here signs. You know,
can I tell the thing that you said, though?
With permanent marker.
And he had a comedy show with a swastika on his forehead.
He had a couple shows the next day.
And a penis on his face.
Yeah.
Permanent marker.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
You didn't know?
And to be fair, fuck him.
It's on his face.
And fuck him, he passed out. Quick, bro.
We needed his help.
We tried to get him, but we're like, we need
me
more help.
Chris, like,
and his friend Sean wasn't doing anything. Sean's sitting on the couch. He goes, I'm drunk. I ain't doing nothing. I didn't get him that drunk. You're doing all the work. And Adam,
and this before
on the ground.
Drew and Kathy were married. And, like, Kathy helped as much as she could. She got us, like, new stuff.
To help the experience. We had a rubber ducky, and he was throwing up in it, and it was a garbage can.
And he cradled.
Can I tell the things you said, though? Okay,
No, actually, no.
You already said yes.
I actually said.
You already said
but
yes.
You can tell him after,
but not on the podcast?
No, not on the podcast.
You can't tell the fucking world, or the 120
I
people.
Would let you guys tell that story
tell
about
something.
Me.
Good for you.
Because that's ridiculous.
Why don't you do it, then?
Because I let him do the experience. Because after that, no, for, it was such an experience.
I still kind of owe these guys a friend card, and I've done a lot for them.
It was such an experience that there was a lot of like, so, this has happened. I'll say this, we learned a valuable lesson in friendship and drinking moderation, genuinely. What? Where it was like, I, after that, would never let myself get that drunk. I have a limit of drunk where I'm comfortable. And I will not exceed
it. I've seen Jarrell.
And I will not let that happen.
Yeah.
But we made him get that drunk. That was not him going, boo, boo, booze.
Yeah.
It was us feeding him alcohol. And it's like, I will
it
not put myself in that. It was very irresponsible.
Here's the thing. Since then, Chris said one time that he didn't have any food. Kathy and I supplied his house.
Oh, okay.
When Justin and I lived together, Kathy and I ended up paying rent for him a lot.
Okay.
I still owe these guys bank cards.
Well, like, I kind of know some of it, but I don't know the full disclosure.
That's fine.
But no, for the whole
but you'll tell me
though,
like, I still owe these guys friend cards.
Sweet.
No,
and
just,
I've helped these guys out a lot.
It was one of those real experiences, though, where it was like, the moment that ride home,
we learned how to adult that night.
Yeah, that was our adult night, where it's like, because our concern went from, like, we're having a good time drunk.
Because we do stuff like this.
Now we're worried
like,
about
the
our
moment
best
happens.
Friend. Yeah, like, it was like, we were worried about our best friend.
He called his dad up, worried about alcohol poisoning.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Like, because my dad's wife is a nurse, and he's like, how much did
he
have?
He had to call the fire department.
And we called him, he goes, you guys are going to need to call the fire department, give him water, give him bread, call the paramedics, they'll do the rest. We're like, all right, we get them, they see Adam, and they're like, is that him?
So
and they are ready to
like
go.
Like an hour in between.
Yeah, but they're like,
a long time.
And they're like, yeah, it took him forever to get there, too. And they knocked on
the
door.
The fire department was blocked.
They could have just gone around.
They could have walked.
Yeah.
Granted, as the fire department's free, instead of calling an ambulance,
this
is like $1,200 like immediately.
Yeah.
Well, and what we do
and
is
I
we
didn't have insurance.
And so we see
fire department's go ahead and go.
We see so the fire department guy. I let them in. Sean's passed out on the couch. Adam's passed out on the floor, markered everywhere.
Yeah.
And basically, where his pants cut off, where we were able to get his pants up to his knees.
Okay.
This is the only non-marker
but
spot on him.
Jarrell's living room is about the size,
wow,
like, width-wise, about this downstairs.
My
here.
Whole living room kitchen is about this room.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so Adam is sprawled
main
out,
color.
Like, all the way across.
Just spread out. So we're like, fuck you, not helping us, Adam.
Right?
All over his body.
There's no way around him. The firemen have to step over him.
Yeah. They look at him and they're like, is this the guy? And we're like, and we go, no, he's just passed out drunk. He's fine. Fuck him. And they're like, all right. Because they, like, they had that, like,
the drawing.
They saw him draw. They knew he was fine. He was.
I was trying to sleep, and you guys called me.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah. And
but
Sean,
like,
passed out on the couch.
We'd help Jarrell for like 30 minutes, and then one of us would go draw on Adam, and then other half.
Because we were taking care of Jarrell. But
guys, they turned on Jarrell on Adam.
They were, like,
they were taking it out on Adam.
We were genuinely frustrated, and so it became childish, and we attacked Adam.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But while we were helping him, they checked on him. They were giving. I'm getting like 20 questions, drunk, trying to maintain a level of soberness, worrying about my friends.
No, I sobered up real quick.
Every question under the sun.
Sobered up.
These are peanuts.
Yeah, no, and they're going everything.
Yeah. Like, once we got him into the car, like, once he, like, started falling on me and getting in the captain's car, I sobered up real quick.
I also...
Because I had a drive. Like,
I remember having, like, moments of soberness. In between,
we had to get
because
we
stopped at Yolk's and I ran in the store and got you some Gatorade.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember drinking Gatorade once or twice.
Yeah, we would put bread in his mouth. And he goes, I don't want it. Like an old person not wanting to eat. Yeah, like, I don't want it. And you would see him like shove it back in there.
Yeah. It's like the fucking 21st Jump Street.
Yeah,
to put your tongue back in your mouth.
Yeah, and he's like.
That's part of the movie.
He's
just
like trying to roll out.
Like,
you take the fucking bread. I'm like, you can have some water if you drink the bread or eat the bread. He's like, water. And then you like, give him water and it's just pouring down his face. No shirt.
Was it at the time where he had the beard or was it just
no
clean shaven?
No, because we were at Spag, so okay. All we could have was
his face.
Beans.
He looked like an infant. He looked like an infant eating his first dinner of real food, but with the bread and the water.
That is priceless.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
There was more terrible things.
So honestly, we had the most adult moment we've ever had.
That moment really was for many years to come.
And Chris and I have kids now.
And that's still the most.
I don't think I've had an experience equal to that, even being
I've
dead.
Had kids that almost died.
I've had bad experiences, like, in that sense, but not, like...
Not that.
Not, like,
so
death.
But I'm saying if we had the kids then, that would have been sucked.
Yeah.
But we would have handled it better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We handled that whole thing. It was like learning by the seat of our pants. I would say I learned a lot of stress, focus, and situational management from the experience.
Yeah.
That as a dad, when you're taking care of a sick, throwy up, everything-y kid,
I had a night
that can't
exactly
contain
the
themselves.
Same with Gabe and Ryan, where we had
Gabe. Yeah, and they
and
passed
the
out basically
ramp.
Half sex in the back seat of Justin's
car
because they fell asleep on each other.
We just we took them.
They just shoved them in the
Mexico because we dressed them up in like a whole sombrero. Oh,
I've seen the picture.
You see the pictures, but what you don't see is them sprawled on each other, passed out the back seat, just going.
Ryan works at Red Robin now.
Yeah.
And he, like, we had him as our server. And he gave us family friends discount. It was like 30%.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We just gave him that as our tip. Like, we have 10-15%.
Shit.
Nice, man.
You ever need to get married? Go to his
place. Ryan's
place. It's all legit now. And it's all...
Just talk to him about it.
Red Robin.
Yeah.
For the cast. We'll talk to Ryan.
Yeah.
Cool.
Get another advertisemento.
Yeah. He doesn't want to...
Well, look, because he's got
he's
his property, he's got the whole wedding
he doesn't care.
Set up.
A venue. Like, his venue's already...
God, I love your face. You're just like, that's a terrible idea.
No, I'm just confused.
Because
we
haven't talked about it.
We'll talk about
it
after.
Yeah, we'll explain what his whole setup is now.
So, we became adults one night when I turned 21. I was the last person to turn 21, by the way.
So, as it would be an apt
moment
for,
except for Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jacob.
It's not like Jacob was hanging around with us at this moment.
Lucky.
We talked to each other, and we'd hang out sometimes, but not regularly.
Still lucky.
Yeah. It was a bad fucking night.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
You know, honestly, my favorite moment of the whole thing was the next day. Justin's at work. We all woke up in the morning.
No, which I was like,
we woke up in
work.
The morning.
I had prep at noon, and Kathy's like, Justin took care of it.
We all woke up. We all woke up. Justin had to leave for work. Myself and Adam are trying to eat a bowl of cereal. And I remember eating Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
Trying to. Every bite was, like, disgusting.
Because we didn't get home until, like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
And Jarrell calls me. And I was like, hey. And he's like...
Yeah, I remember calling
you. Yeah, and he's like, so, what happened? You want to know? Yeah. All right. And Adam still has not heard the story. He's just sitting on the couch trying to eat. And you just see him sitting there with his bowl, and he's like...
he's like, he's a full...
And he's a germaphobe about stuff, so he's just like...
puts it down, and he's like, oh,
and I said sorry and like 7,000 times.
And I was like, it's cool. Like, Justin's working. He's like, I need to go see Justin. I was like, you might want to. And I'm not even, like, a conscious
I said,
to the world.
I need to go see Justin and apologize.
Like,
and
in had, person. Like, it's not...
I had Kathy drive me to the Spag, which was the worst drive of my life.
Oh.
And I apologized to Justin in person. And I'm like, I need to go home. Oh. I don't feel good.
It was
Yeah.
I felt shittier that night than I did on my 21st.
Yeah.
In my 21st, I felt like roses.
I don't remember my 21st, but yeah.
I just remember your 21st, Mary brought in that cake that was...
Oh, yeah.
Butterscotch cupcakes with vanilla frosting foam, and she made a giant beer mug.
Nice. Dude, fucking my birthday is every time I got a lap dance from...
Your 21st birthday, I just remember you coming to the spec
nope,
with...
don't even remember that.
With
yeah.
Sean, because Pig Out was going on during his birthday.
Yeah,
and Sean's like, we've been at the beer garden.
I watched
all
the
day.
First half of football, and that's all I remember.
And then him and Sean... Him and Sean came in drunk, okay. And Justin's like, it's one of like three times I've actually seen Justin physically drunk.
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 Not even drunk. Drunk.
Because I remember the first half of Monday Night Football, and then 4 o'clock.
It was like a Saturday, dude.
No, it was Monday. It was,
so you
we
remember
Monday
Night
Football.
Mark doesn't go on Monday. It was a Monday.
Monday,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
It's like a whole fucking week.
Yeah, but like my birthday was Monday.
Or it's like Wednesday.
We watched Monday Night Football at Aztecas. And then I woke up 4 o'clock.
Because Rachel was there and was
yeah,
feeding you shots.
4 o'clock in the morning at Adams Elementary School in South Hill.
Mm-hmm.
On the steps.
Ooh. That's where it ended up?
That's where I woke up at.
All right.
And Justin was doing
and I was
some other
driving.
Stuff at the time. But yeah, he was... Yeah, some of Sean couldn't drive.
I gotta go grab him, dude.
Yeah.
And Sean was passed out of my passenger.
So we gotta end this, especially because we're over time.
On a time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally.
So, Chris has to grab a dude. And with that... Car.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports? Looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's. With two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.